The Table and the Chair. Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm dropping by with a poem by the master of nonsense, Edward Lear, who you may know also wrote The Owl and the Pussycat and The Jumblies and other verses that are really popular on Story Nori. Said the table to the chair, "You can hardly be aware how I suffer from the heat and the chilblains on my feet. If we took a little walk, we might have a little talk. Pray, let us take the air," said the table to the chair. Said the chair unto the table, "Now you know we are not able. How foolishly you talk when you know we cannot walk." Said the table with a sigh,
"It can do no harm to try. I've as many legs as you. Why can't we walk on two?"
So they both went slowly down and walked about the town with a cheerfully bumpy sound as they toddled round and round. And everybody cried, as they hastened to their side, "See, the table and the chair have come out to take the air." But in going down an alley to a castle in a valley, they completely lost their way and wandered all the day, till to see them safely back, they paid a ducky quack, and a beetle and a mouse, who took them to their house. Then they whispered to each other, "Oh, delightful little brother, what a lovely walk we've taken. Let us dine on beans and bacon." So the ducky and the leetle, Brownie Mousie and the beetle, dined and danced upon their heads till they toddled to their beds. And that was the story in verse of The Table and the Chair by Edward Lear. And don't forget, you can find lots more interesting poems and stories at storynori.com. So drop by soon and listen to some. For now, from me, Natasha. Bye-bye!